AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The new year brings higher pay to workers in some 22 states, including California and New York.
The new minimum wage is $15, up from $14.20. In New York City and some of its suburbs, it's $16 now. It's also $16 in California. In Connecticut, it's $15.69. The federal minimum wage has stayed at $7.25 per hour since 2009.
New Year's Eve 2024 rang in on a deadly note in California. Two shootings in the Los Angeles area left three people dead. In New York City, there was a car crash on the Cross Island Parkway in Queens that left five people dead.
Huge.
There are more reports of fatalities coming in from Japan, where strong earthquakes toppled buildings, trapping people inside. South Korean authorities say opposition leader Lee Jae-myung was attacked and injured by an unidentified man during a visit to the southeast. Israel says it's pulling thousands of troops from Gaza in a possible precursor to a scaled-back offensive, something the U.S. has been pushing for. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, says that Israelis who live in kibbutzes near the Gaza Strip will soon be allowed to go back home. The wars in Israel and Ukraine are on the minds of voters. Our Shelley Adler reports.
A new poll says many Americans think foreign policy should be a top priority for 2024. That's according to a new poll by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It finds that international concerns and immigration rising in importance with the public, still overshadowed by longstanding economic worries, with some 76% of adults saying they want the government to work on issues related to the economy.
Michigan wins the Rose Bowl over Alabama. This is AP News. A New Year's Day tradition, and the AP's Julie Walker participated in a polar plunge.
The beach is packed, the water a frigid 45 degrees, give or take. The one saving grace, the sun has been poking out of the clouds. Having gone in myself, I can tell you this is a freezing but refreshing and fun event. Mika Galinosa says it's her first time.
Everyone here is in such a good mood. What a great way to kick off the year.
This polar plunge, like many around the country, is also a fundraiser. I'm Julie Walker.
A U.S. aircraft carrier group is heading home after months of deployment in the Red Sea, providing protection for Israel after the October Hamas invasion. The Navy says the USS Gerald R. Ford and its warships will be replaced by the USS Bataan amphibious assault ship. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.